Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Chris, I feel like so often we go through the motions, and we can phone it in. We know the words to the song, but our hearts are somewhere else altogether. But to really experience the awe and the surrender and the wonder and all the things that you write about in this book, it's got to start with a heart before the Lord that is like anything goes. You speak to me. What do you want to say to me? Speak to that if you will.
Yeah, you're exactly right. To me, what's so important, even for me, when I lead worship, I honestly really have to come before the Lord on my face and to saying, God, I am not able to do this unless you fill me. So first and foremost, God, make me a worshiper. Do your work in me. Continue to do that good work that you've begun in me. It's a lifelong process. But so often we try to basically manipulate God. And when we do that, when we think of worship as trying to get God to do things our way, we're really worshiping ourselves. It's really false idol worship. And that's the thing that all of us have been guilty of this, even sometimes as believers, that we can get into the trappings of trying to get God to see things our way. And don't get me wrong, God encourages us to bring the prayers, bring the requests and the passions and the grieving of our heart even to him, because he loves to hear that. But he, as you said, he cannot be manipulated. We need to come and allow God to let his will into us, to let his kingdom come in us first and foremost. And for me, that means walking away from some of the things that we've held on to in the past, some of the religious trappings that we've done. I have a chapter in the book called Wineskins, and sometimes we can worship the forms that we worship. And those can even be false idols unless the wine of God's presence is in that. So you're right, Susie. The first thing we need to do is before we look at other people, we need to humbly come before God and ask him, cleanse us, fill us with his presence, make us worshipers who are authentic, that it's in truth and in the Spirit of God, not in our own hearts, not in our own way, but that his Spirit literally leads us. As Romans 8 says, sometimes we don't even know how to pray, but the Spirit himself prays for us with groans that sometimes we can't even comprehend. There's a depth when God leads us into worship. And I just love it when I am leading worship, whether it's with a few people or a whole church or a whole auditorium or in different places in the world. What I live for in ministry is when I see people at the close of a service or in a service, all of a sudden, you know they're surrendering something to God. They're literally presenting to God the bondages they've been in. A couple weeks ago, a young man came up to me at the end of a time of worship, and he said to me, will you pray? I need to ask God to free me from the addiction that I've been struggling with for several years. And our lead pastor and I, we laid hands on him. We prayed over him. There was a freedom and a release that was coming. And believe me, that's just the beginning of this. But I really see this over and over again. When we are authentically worshiping God, that God's power is not just for us. It's not something that we just hold inside. But he wants to let it come through us like a river that flows into other people's lives so that we will all see his glory.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.